Hello, you are watching and or listening to Black by Reality, a place for Black by baddies and those who love us. I am the head by in charge of this channel, Nicole Weaver. I'm an entertainment reporter, currently writing about reality TV on Collider. And I have been so much enjoying and so happy that there's more people finding the channel through YouTube search, getting more Survivor thoughts. I just want to say I hope you guys stick around and subscribe to this channel. We talk about reality television through a Black queer lens. We talked about season 2 of The Traitors. We talked about Couple to Thruple, Love is Blind. So yeah, please hit that subscribe button, like, ring that bell so you can always be notified when we have new videos on this channel. Something that, as we're heading into the summer, that we're looking forward to, there's this new British show called I Kissed a Girl, and I am so happy. I will try to discuss and bring more queer reality stars onto the channel to talk about it. So if you're interested in the thoughts in that, watch along with us. Also, and just like that news, so we have lost our professor, we lost Che Diaz, but we are gaining Rosie O'Donnell. What are your thoughts on that? Put them down below. Sex and the City is also on Netflix. So if you ever are wondering where do these people end up and you don't have HBO Go, I suggest our And Just Like That season 2 recaps that we have on this channel. And yeah, that's pretty much all the plugs that I got. I just wanted to be very clear what we do here as more people are finding us. And without further ado, here is me diving deep on episode 10 with Dwight Moore. Like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful Black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of the
chaotic bye moment. And you're watching Black by Reality.
Black by baddies
and those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to A Black by Reality, a place for Black by baddies and those who love us. We are continuing to talk about Survivor 46, this wild, wild season. And this episode is episode 10, Run the Red Light. I am so happy to be joined by a Survivor alum, Dwight Moore. Hi, Dwight.
Hello, thanks for having me. I'm so excited. This season is so, so wild so far. Like, I love being able to talk about this episode, just anything about this season, because, oh my God, I cannot overstate how much this season is just delivering on every front so far.
It really is. It's a mess. Okay, I had you last for to talk about Traitors. So yeah, let's talk a little bit more. What are your thoughts of what Survivor 46 has been up to, episode 10?
It's been... I the characters on this season, in terms of like how the season was cast, is insane. It's just so chaotic.
Yeah.
It's amazing. this gameplay so far has been every episode has been like, I want to turn on my ally. I'm just like, chill, have an alliance for a day. But it's been a lot of betraying people, and also the past few episodes have been driven. It seems this season so far, since Q's attempted quit, has been, how do we play around Q? No one seems to be considering Q as a threat to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a, do we keep him in while he could interfere with our plans, or do we just get rid of him now? And
exactly.
It's intriguing to see how people are playing around him. They're not playing with him, they're playing around him.
Which
is a very unique dynamic. And I'm not sure how that will play out, like, in the very end game.
Mm-hmm.
If he makes end game, are people going to respect that? It's very intriguing. I don't know what's going on, if he has a chance of winning.
Right.
But he's there.
He's absolutely there. Absolutely there to, I think, sit in the middle. They gave him the middle seat, I think, this time at the tribal council. And we've seen people talk around him in past tribals. So he is the sun. And I think he knows that. So good for him.
Right.
Episode 10 picks up, of course, after another tribal council. Liz is big mad. Liz is mad because if we remember, last episode ended up being a split vote. Liz really wanted to make a move, which she still did. I mean, she got out the person that she wanted to, but Q stole the show. She wanted Q out. And, oh yeah, I guess she wanted Q out.
She wanted Q, and everyone planned a split vote because of Hunter's idol reveal. Mm-hmm. But apparently every single person was in on the split vote outside of Liz, which is intriguing.
It's very intriguing, and I wish we got a flashback. I wanted a flashback right before Tribal where this was discussed. Venus is explaining it, and she's like, well, everything happened last minute. Tiffany, yeah, she breaks it down that Hunter had an idol, and she was just like, well, guys, like, why didn't you tell me? And it's like, you're on the bottom. I don't know how you got on the bottom, like, after Venus, because apparently Venus knew, but I don't know.
I'm not sure how it became, you know, let's leave Liz out, because the explanation was, well, you're already voting for Q, so we didn't bother telling you about the split, because we didn't need your vote. Which is a rational argument, but still, it doesn't feel good to be left out of anything in Survivor.
No.
That's just telegraphing. We don't think that you need to know this.
Exactly.
The people in the information circle does not include you, which is not a good sign at all. I'm not sure if that was if on anyone's part, that was a wise decision to leave her out unless they were trying to paint a new target.
Yeah.
But of course, they could just be telegraphing, like, hey, you're next after Q. What are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
It's an interesting choice to leave her out of that vote entirely, given it was a group consensus. And I am curious to know if that was the truth, or I wish they'd shown a discussion of why they're leaving Liz out specifically. Maybe they did show that, and I just don't remember. But I'd love to know why they chose to leave Liz out of this vote on Hunter.
Yeah.
Everyone was on board with it.
I just want an explanation of what these dynamics are. And we're hiding something. I don't know what, because everyone's game seems to be in plain sight this season. Mm-hmm. But they're still holding things back. Now, Maria is getting to work, which I think people needed to really learn from Maria, because people are so they're so okay with burning bridges, being like, this is done, and the person's still around. Like, I'm thinking of Kenzie specifically, because, like, obviously you should know, oh, this is not going to be an ally for the long haul. But as this man is, like, apologizing to you, trying to butter you up, trying to explain himself, she's just like, no, no, no. But who do you have after this?
Oh, talking about Kenzie and Q situation?
Yeah, because she's ready to turn on Tiffany. These are your longest relationships. I get it, but also,
I think that's a lot of New Era Survivor is just like, I want to turn, like, it's a fast game. I want to turn my allies immediately. Final 9 is not the time to turn on your number one, especially when, like, the whole drama of the season was Sega's staying strong. You still have three very strong Sega's, and you're still looking at, let's cannibalize the entirety of Yanu. It's a choice. Didn't work out last episode because of the idol shenanigans. But yeah, we have, I think, what, last episode, 2 episodes ago, we had Q trying to, you know, apologize after his attempted quit. I actually fully understand why Kenzie was mad there. That makes sense.
Yes.
But then, Q's isolated, and in a game like this, especially where the numbers are dwindling down, you had the shot in the dark, which could save anybody at any time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really want to leave anyone very obviously isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria seems to be, at least in the edit, the only person that is reaching out to Q to keep that line open constantly.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen in the past that Q has erratically cost his allies the game in some way, shape, or form. So, of course, I can understand as well if people are refusing to work with Q because he seems to be more of a danger to his allies than himself and his enemies. But Maria's taking that risk. To be fair,
she has good reason because Q blew up Tiffany's game, outing her idol, turning on her because she wanted to take out Maria. Maria does have the most incentive, but with that, I don't see how people watch Maria and Q talk, especially before a tribal council, and no one goes over there to try to figure out what's going on between them. They're just like, She's the only one that's going to be bothered.
Before Tribal, there's, like, not too much time. I think everyone wants to have their own conversations. You can't be tracking everything. Okay. But I kind of understand that. Like, you don't have the most amount of time. Some days you have more time than others, especially with them coming back from the reward in the morning. Mm-hmm. I could see this being a shorter cycle of a day. But it's still intriguing that they just kind of allow it to happen and don't consider too much what could be happening there. Because, like, if Q's the vote, there's no reason to go talk to Q right before Tribal.
Right.
Like, let him play Shot in the Dark. He's on the outs. And then, yeah, we'll get to Tribal later. But I think that whole situation is, like I said, this is the season of playing around Q.
Yes.
And what he provides. Like, I would bet my bank account that Q could be sitting next to a corpse and a tree, and the corpse would win. But I just, it's interesting to see how we're going to get to the end of this game.
Uh-huh.
If he's still going to be there by the end. People just realize he is not winning this season. And I could be wrong. Maybe he does have a chance at winning with the story, but
right.
I don't think he's beating anybody after the attempt to quit. Like, this whole thing happened, what, 3 days ago for them in real time? So mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's exactly over that. And he mm-hmm. made it very public that he was trying to leave the game. Mm-hmm. So that, for the jury, might not respect that at all. But yeah.
True, but there's so many people. I don't know. I'm like, with all the gameplay, it's like someone could be the next one that they lose respect for and like
yeah.
forget. Or he can come out clutch and win something at the end. And I can see people being like, well, you shouldn't have left him in the game and like completely switch. I'm not counting Q dead and out yet. But we'll see. Now, Kenzie seems to really be hitching herself onto Maria and Charlie because they have an early morning chat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that strategy for her?
I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, like I said, I'm still not in the full camp of betraying your number one ally at, like, 8 or 9.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it looks like Kenzie has realized that was actually a bad plan. She was like,
damn, maybe I should backtrack on that one.
Right. Yeah,
it's like, I don't know. Especially given the current state of this game, you have this Seagood group who maybe they're not as closely aligned as the edit is showing it. I don't think anyone looked at a vote, but the whole drama before this at the merge was Seagood's going to remain strong. And at this point, I don't think Seagood has deviated from each other. So it's concerning to be like, I want to turn on my number one and my other, like, Kenzie's came to the merge of 3 people. Mm-hmm. One of her allies is losing it, and her ally she wants to turn against. So it kind of leaves her with no options. It looks like maybe Ben is her number one outside of the Yanu folks, based on what happened a few episodes ago. So she does have that bridge, it seems like, but, mm-hmm. So I maybe she's trying to give herself more options later on, but it seems like right now it's, maybe benefits Charlie and Maria more, who seem to be driving the strategic game of the season so far.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. After this, we go to the rewards challenge. Well, these people have to get these sandbags. They're crawling under, which... These shots are so good. Survivor's top tier when it comes to the cinematography. And then once again, we're throwing these sandbags on top of these poles, which I'm getting tired of. I think this is like the third time we've seen this version of this challenge.
They did this on my season. They did this on 44 as well.
Probably. But I'm talking about in this season.
Oh, the start things. Yeah, we had that. Charging challenge, I remember that.
Yeah.
We had the version where in the 3v3v3 they had to throw the ball on top. We had this one. Was that it? Did we have a fourth episode of this? They've done this type a lot this season.
It's a lot. And so far, honestly, Q has not been winning them. When Q was like the first one at the end, I was like, I tweeted, I was like, this is not a sure thing. It's still everyone's game because he has not won this. So when Q did win, I was like, okay.
Maybe he meant it. Maybe he was starting competitions earlier. I don't buy it, but maybe he was.
No. Right. So Q, he has the strategy, but even before this, oh my God, Liz is laying it on thick, y'all.
She made it clear. Applebee's is my favorite restaurant. I go to Applebee's weekly. Take me to Applebee's or I will smite your family. She didn't say that.
Yeah.
But You know, it's she's making it very clear that Applebee's is important. Also, and I get it. She's been there for, what, 18 days now?
Yeah.
The allergy and stuff. So, like, I can understand you hear someone say Applebee's, and you're just like, I will fight tooth and nail for this. I don't care if I look like pathetic begging. I will beg, which mm-hmm. valid. I would, too, in that situation. Mm-hmm. So she's making it clear to everybody. Hey, if you win, I would love to go on this reward. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. I will be very grateful of it. Wink, wink. Like, she's laying all thick.
But she doesn't even say, I will be grateful. Like, this is my thing. She made she made everything about her personal story on this and the allergies. There was no... It's so ridiculous how this whole thing went out.
Maybe she said it. I feel like... In a game like this, you have to realize that someone's, like, begging for something like that. Like, people don't often beg that loudly for a reward. I can't think of a time where I think it's been that blatantly begging. So, to have a situation, there's no way to win the situation, but there is a way to
Well, there is a way to win. You win the reward challenge.
What I'm saying is, if... Let's say you have someone like that that's begging. You're not going to gain a new ally by doing that. You're not going to necessarily get someone who's going to be loyal to you in the game. But by refusing, that is a way to make an enemy. So it's like you can't exactly win, but you can't lose situation. And then we see that possibly play out, which we'll get to the whole decision.
She already thought Q was her enemy, which is actually wild. Because let's review things. Let's review... Yeah. Now, Q had a six-person alliance, right? And the six did not include Liz. But I don't even think Liz was even pissed about that when that got outed. Liz decided, oh, everyone wants to take credit for the soda vote, then I'm going to make a move, and I'm going to take out this person. It doesn't work, and she blames it all on Q, which is like... Q tried something and it didn't work. He didn't have any power over your game. He didn't actually sabotage anything, but she got that like little thought or nugget in her mind and she's like, it's all Q's fault. And it's like, you know who should have a vendetta against Q? The person he outed her idol who has
this vendetta is valid.
With him.
Yeah. And then
on
what? A mess. Oh my god. And at the end of it, what, he takes in order, it was...
Okay.
It was Tiffany, Maria, and then Kenzie.
Which, how he leads up to the Maria one, which I think was even funnier, is he's like, you know, this is the person, when no one's talking to me, checked up on me. In my second rewatch, I watch Liz, and she's just like... She taps on Maria and was like, I did not check up on him. It's you. Yeah, and it's like, exactly. Guess what, guys? When someone still is at the bottom, there's still value in at least checking on them.
They can still have power in the game. Yeah. I don't think there's... the internet this whole past few days has been, like, radically on one side or the other. I don't think either side's really in the wrong here.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, Hugh has the right to not pick Liz. Like I said, personally, I think that is a way to lose out on someone in terms of, like, social credit, but I don't fault him for that. He seems to have been the negative social credit for the past 4 days.
Yep.
So there's nothing you can do to recover that. So, valid. Dig the hole deeper. Screw it. And Liz's part, it's 18 days of not eating. I get it. Mm-hmm. I think the take I've seen online of, this is Survivor. She has allergies. She knows she signed up for. Yeah, she knew she signed up for. But guess what? It's also just tough as hell. And I don't think someone should not apply to Survivor because of allergies. In fact, I commend her for going out to play the game with all the allergies anyways. Like, knowing it's going to be probably tougher for her than almost anyone else. Mm-hmm. And she has the right to be upset. And this is a moment where you bet, like, you can only hold it in for so long. And, after Q makes his decision for Kenzie, Jeff, being Jeff, you know, pokes and prods a bit at
messy
feeling. You know, you just got left out after basically begging. You want to tell us how you feel? And we get one of the most memorable speeches, breakdowns,
rant. rant? It was a rant.
Yeah.
It was a rant. First of all, before she even starts, she turned her back on them. She was like, I don't even want to look at you. And then Jeff asks, and she just starts yelling. She says, I watch you guys eat every day. And it's like,
you so often.
And it's like, and they're fending for themselves. It's not like, it's not like they're being handed food either. They're just fending for themselves. And you're like, I watch you guys eat every day. Like, I don't even want to be around you. When she said that, I was like, then Q was right. Q was right in not picking you because you don't even like him. And you want him. He's trying to make a game move. Questionable if it's good or not. But he's like, I'm trying to bring the family home, which he should have kept in mind the whole entire time to value these people and make a bridge with the person who's working with me. That makes sense. That's not personal. But she's just like, I'm done.
Yeah. And also, I think it was talked about in Exit Press, but Kenzie and Maria tried giving up their spot to Liz. And she basically said, nah, I made my choice. I won. You're going. Which,
and I'm for that.
He's not in the wrong, but I'm like, that is a social choice. You're not in the wrong there. He is within his right, but I still am of the camp of, do you want that jury vote? Do you want it? Are you just assuming you're getting none?
Liz, who already hates him.
You can attempt to mend a bridge at some point, but there's like maybe 10% of the bridge left. You're cutting off the last 10%. So, like I said, there's no wrong choice here, but there is a worse choice than another, if that makes sense.
And do you think that's the worst choice than another? Because I'm of the mindset that it's not.
It depends on what he's playing for. I think, and also it's the state of his game. If he genuinely has no allies whatsoever, like his right now, he's kind of messed up Tiff's game entirely.
Absolutely.
He talked to Kenzie. Kenzie said to his face, I don't want to work with you. Maria is his option. Yeah, Maria, valid. Take her. But you have actively burnt a bridge with Kenzie and Tiffany. I feel like, how do I say this? It's easier to mend the bridge when the other person's at fault than when you're at fault, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he burnt the bridge with Kenzie and Tiff. But with Liz was a vote for him. That one you can go like, listen, I forgive you for that. It's fine. Like, let's try to work together. That's my mindset of, you know, he burned out Bridget Kenzie and Tiff. If they don't want to work with him, that's like, he made the mistake. He messed up their game several times over. Trying to mend that bridge might be more resistant to than Liz screwed him over. Liz tried voting him out of the game. So Q could take Liz and be like, listen, you voted for me. I don't care. Let's try to work together. That's the way I think about it.
That makes sense game-wise, yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, the Kenzie Tiff thing, if he thinks he can mend that fence with them, also valid. I don't see the whole clip in 18 days. Maybe that's a valid path for him.
And I think it's also valid for him to see there's logic in trying to mend fences with, like, people he were there with day one. I mean, Kenzie has not hurt his game in the way that he hurt Tiffany. To me, it's a little bit for like a side eye with you know, Kenzie basically not picking up, at least pretending to take Q back, because he didn't do nothing. He had an alliance outside of you and he blew that up, and now he's trying to make amends and you're just like, no. And it's like,
I think it was the way he phrased it, unfortunately, because he was trying to, like, if it was just an info dump of, hey, here's my game at this point, here's what happened, cool. But he simply phrased it like, hey, here's the lines we had. Tiffany left you out of it. How do you feel about that? It was Tiff, like, left you out. So
yeah.
I think he wasn't subtle. He's not a subtle player at all.
No.
He was very just much like, hey, this happened. Blame Tiff. She left you out. I'm just like, you also left her out. And Kenzie clocked out immediately. So it's a weird, like, when you make your motivations very blatant in what you're doing, it can be hard to get anything done. And that, I think, is Q has not the most subtlety in the world when it comes to anything, from what I've seen. So I can understand why.
Which makes him a great character.
He's an amazing character. I don't think he is an amazing Survivor player. But he's a great, a top-tier character, I will say.
Top-tier.
Like, I think they're like maybe the best male character in the new era. Genuinely.
cue for Survivor 50, but we already know it's happening.
He's on the phone book. He's been getting called already. Like, listen, are you free? Like, free up the
time. Right. The last thing I will say about the Kenzie rant. The Liz rant is, I think, another part of me is living for it, because I'll be honest, watching these social games with Survivor, and I very much think of Big Brother of this, I'm honestly a little over white woman tears in the rewards challenges. It happens a lot. I'm thinking of Derek X and Sarah Beth on Big Brother, and she kept crying about, it's my birthday, don't take this from me. And it's like, who cares if it's your birthday? And yeah, this, it's like, Liz was nowhere close to winning this. She voted this man to be out of the game last night, and she thought if she brought up her connection to a Bourbon Tree burger and that she goes out with her daughter, it was going to be a piece of home. All of these people are equally away from home and their loved ones the whole entire time, but because you make it everyone's, like, try to put it on everyone,
yeah,
for the guilty conscience, but then, like, the black people or the people of color are, like, the bad guys for not falling for this. Q won the challenge. He wants to use it as social strategy. I also feel him of, like, no, you're not giving up this spot. I didn't want to eat with her. She can't sit with us.
No, he's fully in the right to control his spot. Like, of the examples, I think Liz, like, compared to Sarah Beth and the like, I think Liz is the most valid, given the allergy circumstances. Liz still is, like, a... I don't think there shouldn't be people out here villainizing Q for that decision. He's in the right in what he's able to do. There should be no one villainizing Liz too much either. Like, she's been starving more so than the others. I can kind of understand that. Like, the rice not being in the ocean earlier as well, there's a reason they put that in the game when they do. Like, they have doctors on the set. They know they're doing that nutrition. They know, like, we have to get these people something at some point because the bodies will shut down. And Liz has been worse off than most of those people, and they don't have rice either. So it's like, it's bad.
It's bad.
So I can understand why. And like I said, I don't think that meltdown was characteristic of Liz. I think she just
no.
18 days of not eating. I get it. I'd yell at someone too. But the and I mean, she got over it pretty quickly right after. She's like, I just need to vent that out. If she just, like, continued ranting all day, went to Q, like, ranting more, that'd be, like, problematic. But
what she does do is apologize and take it back immediately at tribal. And I'm like, then why did you even bother?
Well, that was ploy. That was to cover up the vote. Remember?
That one
I remember watching. I was like, oh, that was cover up the vote. That one I do understand.
Yeah. I think, the allergies plays a different part, but I think I just am so overseeing that over and over that I'm like, finally, it didn't work. That is, we're all bending over this person's tears. Now, moving on, we get Applebee's. They're living their best lives. I mean, I'm happy that someone in this group had a good last meal.
Yeah. I wonder who that could be. We'll get to this tribal later, guys. Don't worry about it. Applebee's are fun. These poor producers they put in the Applebee's outfits. I'm just like, okay, they haven't worked Applebee's day in their life, but sure, make them work.
Yeah.
These are producers, by the way, just pulling Applebee's clothing. I'm not sure if that's obvious, but they are not flying Applebee's servers for this. Yes. Okay, guys, they're not flying the Applebee's local chain restaurant manager to do this. Okay, it's producers and Applebee's outfits. But no, the food looks good. I will say I haven't been to Applebee's in maybe 15 years, but
yeah,
it looks good. I'm not inclined to go to. No, I went to Applebee's recently. I take it back. I went to Applebee's last year.
Applebee's has great appetizers. Tiffany, when she is fucking up that spinach artichoke dip, which is good, she was like, "Oh, I forgot this is an appetizer."
That was an ad read. I swear to God. They just said read this verbatim, Tiff.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it looked, all the food looked good. Actually, you know, that burger looked good. It's a shame no one ate it.
No one ate it. And like,
not a damn soul touched the burger. I'm like, that is damn.
And I think this is also the thing that gets me, because when it comes to the Liz thing, and you brought up, like, you would be angry, you would be ranting too, but I just think about how, like, actually for a lot of Black women in these games, they don't. They'll be that angry, but know that they can't show
you
it.
Can't. Yeah.
And that's another thing that gets me about the thing, because I don't even think it came to her mind of that. So when I'm watching it, I'm just like, okay. I'm sure Tiffany has some words, too.
I mean, Tiffany let Q have it last Tribal, so I'm like,
yes,
valid.
But it was still so tempered.
Still, yeah.
It was one of 100, and she actually gets out of the game because of Q. That's my point right there. Yeah.
Unfiltered edit. Please, Tiff, give us everything.
And the thing is also the production around Liz's story, because while they're having these Applebee meal, we get a photo of Liz and her daughter at Applebee's with the burger in front, and I'm like, this is why y'all do too much.
Applebee's paid for that segment. I swear to God. Applebee said, oh, you have a photo of Liz and her family? Put that in now. Perfect. You know, how can you plan that better? You know, Applebee's interfering, make sure Liz makes the final nine. You're like, Liz will be here for the Applebee's ad read. We will make sure of this. But no. I felt bad for the whole situation with like Liz and Q, but I will say I laughed when I saw the transition from the zoom in on the burger to Liz's face, and it's like, damn, y'all are wrong for that. Y'all are wrong for that whole shot.
Yes.
But yeah, going back to we had the reward, it was Q, you know, left for a bit. And then we have
all Tiff, these women plotting.
Yeah, Tiff can't even. I mean, they're just like, we ain't buying that shit. Like, no. We're not buying it. However, Maria's thinking the whole time, being like, they're basically just giving Maria ammo, being like, they want Q gone pretty damn bad, so I could do something. And which is interesting, you know, to see Maria's constantly, they're all constantly thinking, but Maria's thinking against even the two ladies right there as well.
Right.
Maria. So it's interesting layers on this this reward and how the different people are going. Also, I said, they unintentionally, Q, I guess unintentionally, split Maria and Charlie up, who I'm not sure if they're known to be a power duo at this point. Like, as the edit, we see it all the time. But we don't know if they are known to be a power duo. But you're giving the power duo of the season information on both sides of this reward. Because this is a day-long reward. So they're split up.
Yes.
So you're giving each of them, like, perfect info on the entire state of the game. So splitting them up, which is interesting. You're not going to be able to trick them when you do this. They're going to have all day to strategize, put pieces together.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. I feel like they have to know, just because Kenzie's waking up early with these two, trying to get in on them. Obviously, they're in a very good spot. Charlie is second to finishing in all of these challenges, and no one's eyeing him for whatever reason. It's ridiculous.
They just haven't shown it because he's been winning out now.
Yeah.
But I imagine there has to be some conversation around, like, hey, we got rid of the one challenge beef. This guy keeps winning him now. Get him next. Like, if they're not talking about that, beyond me. I mean, maybe he hasn't told him he's, like, he was a runner. I imagine he probably didn't mention that, because that, like, I guess it's not, I'm trying to be nice, but, like, you don't see Charlie and think, like, immediately, like, he was the D1 athlete. Like,
yeah.
I know that's funny, but, like, he's not as, like, the athletic build you would think immediately. So, like, if he's hiding that, good for him, but he also, like, crushes his challenges. So it's pretty obvious he is an athletic guy. Like, he is a very athletic guy.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't mention it, but I think they have to realize this eventually, that he's beating y'all pretty significantly.
So, everyone back at the beach are basically plotting on Q. The women are also plotting on Q, but Maria is like, I have another plan. Now, this is the immunity challenge. Now, Jeff starts off once again with this damn rice. He's like, give me four of you and these people. And this is why I still can't blame Q more than any other people, because one, you could have voted out Liz long before this, when you saw that girl was struggling. You can mercy kill her. You did not. Two, we had the option of getting rice before. Y'all didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's Q's duty to feed her? No. Now we get another opportunity. Kenzie steps forward. No one else.
Well, Liz obviously steps forward, but yeah, Kenzie and Liz and everyone else says, nope, that's crazy. Not my problem anymore. Well, and then Jeff does, you know, and like Kenzie and Liz, is like, Liz even try to convince people. It's just like, yeah, no. Like, so two people step up? Nope, doesn't try it as much as last time. It's like, yeah, that ain't happening. It's eight of us. Four people not getting a community. Or the two votes thing, that was not happening either. That giving up votes publicly is just a horrible idea. Yeah. They know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And Jeff, you know, has this little, like, individual portion of rice, which to me screams producers being like, get her some damn food.
Yeah.
Like, the medical was probably, like, very strongly behind that, let's be real. But also, like I said, I like the decision. Like, they don't want someone to die on set. So, valid. I get it.
Right.
But yeah, no. So Liz gets her little individual portion of rice, which I assume, I swear to God, if someone else goes into her rice supply, I'm going to be.
I don't think anyone's going to do that.
I would imagine not, but this season surprised me every damn week. So at this point, someone would be like, I can steal Liz's rice. Like, no, don't. But yeah, we'll see how that plays out. If someone does, I can't wait to see Twitter if someone does that. But yeah, I'd imagine that's off limits.
This cast is chaotic, but I still haven't seen any, like, malicious chaos. It's just blowing up people's games. I think everyone's like, yeah, Liz, you should sit out for that rice.
I'm good, though. Yeah. And also, there's always a fear of, do you look selfish for doing that? But, like, I think in this situation, there is a very clear, no one's going to see you as being selfish for eating. It's going to be a, hey, I don't want you to die.
Yeah.
So sit out, which, easy choice for Liz, easy choice for everyone else to go play.
Exactly.
I mean, some people still drop within a minute of the challenge going, so.
Yeah.
It's fine.
She said, you guys really think you can win this? I love that they cut to Tiffany, and Tiffany is like, you're not talking to me. I know you're not talking to me.
Oh, my God. This challenge, this is the only individual challenge I got to do on my season.
Yeah.
So, like, it is a hard challenge.
Yes.
Four people I had to go against, I was the first one out, because I was against fucking Cody and Gabler, who set a record on it. So, yeah I wasn't winning that damn challenge anyway. God, the worst people to go against.
We get a Gabler shout out. So they're holding up 25% of their starting
game body weight.
And yeah, everyone's trying. This was so interesting. Venus, Ben, and Liz are sitting on the bench at this point. They are just being like, we're manifesting. Which again,
absolute hating. Which
If that's the energy you got for me, hell no. I'm going to Applebee's with the people I want.
I mean, this could be a result of him not picking them. Because, like, that came first. So, this one makes sense. They're just like, are you gonna pick us? Yeah, fall. Like, they were preying on his downfall. Yeah. Hard.
Later on, Ben calls Q a straight-up villain. I can imagine, and a bully, which I've seen people being like, bully who? I could see Ben interpreting, Kenzie wanted, and someone else wanted to do this nice move, and he said no, therefore he's a straight-up villain. I can see that perspective, but I'm like...
Yeah, I can see that perspective. Also, according to Tiff's Exit Press, Q and Ben have gone at it quite a few times, and they just haven't shown any of them.
Why?
Publicly, they've gone at it. So that's intriguing. So, like, reading that gives me more context to why Ben doesn't like Q. I feel like that would be a great thing to put in a 90-minute episode. I don't know. I'm not sure. In my thing, if it's not included, who are they? Like, that's obviously good drama. Who are they protecting in this? I'm very curious to know, if Q is more in the wrong or Ben's interpreting things incorrectly. I don't know which one it is. It always makes me think of when something's not in the edit, I'm like, what? What is the reason for it not being included? When something that would be really... It would add to the episode for sure. It would add to our context. There's a reason they're not putting it in. And I can't I can't wait till postseason. Like, this season's postseason, I was excited for in a long time because I just want to know what the hell happened. Why is Venus just a social pariah? Why is Q hated or something? I don't know if he's hated on the island. Is he not included? I don't know what's going on. But this postseason is going to be...
Wild. I want to know everything. Yeah. I want to know.
I was a drama person. Now I'm a drama person. I want to know.
Truly. So Q's holding on, and then just dramatically his bucket falls. I'm like, I love it. Slow-mo,
for one reason. They like the slow-mo shots of Q for some reason. But yeah, they, this dramatic-ass movie shot of this man's bucket falling through, like, right in front of his face. He wasn't even, like, it wasn't even short. He was just, like, what, the third out?
Yeah.
Was it needed? Anyways. Yeah,
because it goes down to Tiff and Charlie. Charlie, once again, he likes, I love Charlie's strategy of getting into people's heads in these challenges when it's just down to him and someone else. He flirts out of nowhere.
I'm just like, go for it, I guess. I don't know. Tim was doing well. Tim was locked in that challenge. I was surprised he just dropped out of nowhere. Like, he was doing
I wish she didn't look at him. She was solid in her own world. She turns around, looks at him. She plays the same game, winking back, and goes back. And I'm just like, oh, no. You gave him a wink. It's over with. So Charlie wins. He needs to be out.
I think if they're not looking at him a little bit now, they're crazy. But also, like, you don't strategize about the immunity winner while they're immune. There's no reason to do that, because if it gets stacked to them, you're going to get targeted. So, like, they're probably, a lot of them are thinking it, but there's no point in saying it until he's vulnerable.
It'll be very interesting if they also know to keep Maria out of this plan. And
I would assume they do, especially after they've all voted together again. Mm-hmm. But what do I know? But yeah, and then we have Charlie's talking about the group strength thing. I'm like, 2 years, brother? Okay. Commitment?
Yeah.
Almost confident they're getting on Survivor.
To start practicing that.
Yeah, start. If you're going to apply in 5 years, start right now.
Dead hangs now. Right now.
Survivor alum. Season 15, give me a call. Right now. I want to see the strongest forearms possible in season 15 from all of you.
Absolutely.
It's interesting how different people prepare in different ways. That is not something I thought about. I was doing a bunch of other makeshift challenges. I focused a lot more on balance and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like that approach. And I'm also like, the 2 years is hell of a commitment. I will say, I'm not sure if he was in casting before. Like that screams you were in casting finals and got cut before. Because there's no way you just decide, I'm going to go on that show in 2 years. Let me start creating groups right now. I'm like, that, huh?
It was like between him and Carson.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sure, committed. That's very commitment. I was training after I got, like, I had, like, what, 4 months of training, because that's when I got in the finals. But yeah, that's 2 years of the commitment as well.
Yeah. All right. Everyone back at camp is just talking, doing whatever. Liz apologized to Q. She does not mean it. Maria and Charlie talk about blindsiding Tiff. Kenzie's no longer on board for the plan, so they have to scrounge up everyone but her. Then we're at this immunity challenge. I mean, not immunity, tribal. This was annoying to me, because everyone's just BSing. They're like, oh my god, Q's the best smokescreen ever. Nope, we're definitely voting out Q tonight. And I'm just like, if I was a juror member, I'd be like, please, let's just get to the freaking vote so I know to... What I will
it's
actually
intriguing
think.
That like and they say it at in the show too. It's like tribal count. You can sometimes read into what Jeff's saying. Tribal count. They make it very clear. Your production is like, you can read into what Jeff's saying. Tribal count. Sometimes if you can read that, you'll do very well. And this is another time where if Jeff is making it so blatant, he is proposing like, hey, it's gonna be another Q smokescreen, right? Like it's gonna be, it's obviously Q, guys. I feel like. And this is something that I think Tiffany said, like, I've heard of no other plan today besides Q.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's, like, a kind of golden rule of, like, in Survivor, if you don't have an alternate plan, you are the alternate plan.
I know.
That's something I heard of before I went out there. That's something I've heard of, like, while playing. Something I knew while playing. There was a time when I knew I was the alternate plan, and I still went home. And I was like, fuck. But still, in that situation, if you don't hear an alternate plan, you have to kind of assume it is you, because there is no vote in this show. This is this new era, crazy ass season we have going on right now, where people just decide on one name and stick to it all day, except for maybe Bonnie. That was the only one where no other alternate was decided. So, yeah, I do feel bad that Tiff got blindsided pretty hard on this one. Like I always feel bad seeing people react to the vote. And, like, the second Tiff vote, I could tell she realized then, like, it's me. Like, she knew just right then. Although, look at this.
I know. That was heartbreaking.
It's the first time Tiff and Kenzie haven't sat next to each other in tribal. Like, I read into this kind of stuff, too. The seating. This is the first time I think they're not sitting next to each other, which is an intriguing shot.
Yeah. That is.
Like, it's a small thing to read into. That's something I tried reading into during my season. It's like a, why am I sitting here for this? And I should realize it when I went home, too, because they put me next to my two closest allies, and they never did that before. But, yeah, having this shot here of, like, Tiff, the five people voting against Tiff, and then her two allies on the side.
Yeah.
Very intentional, I will say. There's no accent seating charts, guys. They do this on purpose.
Okay.
There's no longer taller people in the back anymore. So it's another small thing to read into as you get into a tribal like this.
Interesting. That is very interesting. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, Tiffany, please play it. Please play it. And, of course, she didn't. Now, here's my question for you. Would it have been a good move if I know Kenzie's not in on the plan, but she knew some of the harm she did floating this with Maria and Charlie before the last tribal council. If Kenzie's now rethinking what she was kind of talking about, should she kind of tipped off Tiffany? Because she got cold feet. She already started changing her mind on it. Do you tip off Tiff and be like, hey, I think you should play because people are already talking about this?
You bluffed once. If she could tell Tiff, like, hey, your names will float out because of the idol. But Tiff kind of would know, like, the idol being public. If your idol's public, you know your name's already in people's mouths. That's a reason to be targeted. So I guess she just wanted to, you know, extend it a bit more, bluff again. But maybe she didn't bluff as aggressively as she did last time.
Mm-hmm.
And people just kind of called it as well. Like, another thing as well, I think, is maybe the harm in the whole idol bluff situation is everyone. Tiff made it very public that she was voting for Q. And so Kenzie, like, it was very public that Tiff was voting Q. So if you're Charlie, Maria, Ben, outside, you can vote for Tiff, and guess what? She plays the idol. Q's voting for anyways. No one minds Q going home. If Tiff was voting for someone in your group, then there's a very much of threat of the idol is scary. But the idol's not scary when the idol holder could vote out the social pariah of the season. There is no qualm on – there's no threat on anyone else of the idol play. So, unfortunately, Tiff making Q her very public target makes her idol so much weaker because no one's going to mind the result of an idol play, and the result of an idol not being played is the idol going home. So there is a win-win situation for everyone involved to vote for Tiffany there, unfortunately, for Tiff.
But I'm just thinking, is it a win if Kenzie tried to push for Tiff to play it? Like, how?
If Kenzie pushed for Tiff to play it, what if it was like, hey, your name's been out there, and congrats, she played the idol. If Tiff says to anyone, as anyone, that Kenzie tipped her off, they'll be like, you know, Kenzie's going to start the whole push. Like, it all takes one person to say that. Maybe she wouldn't believe it, but it still puts that thought in Tiff's mind of, hey, this was started
by Kenzie. And this is obviously me being a hardcore Yanu fan and a Kenzie and Tiff fan, but then does it kind of like equal out? Like, as you were saying before, oh, it's easier to make amends if, like, you're the one who was wrong. Now we wronged each other, Tiff. Can we just now, I told you, so you can play this idol and save yourself.
Honestly, that might have been, that's valid, yeah, like, I mean, to be fair, she's the one that exposed the idol in the first place, so yeah, Kenzie telling her to play it correctly, actually, it's not the worst thing in the world, it's like, yeah, he's already out there, maybe be like, yeah, I was trying to figure out who would be on board blindsiding you, but I saved you, like, there's a way to spin that, for sure, if she really worked on that, but unfortunately, there's no time to do that, because now Tiff is out of the game, with the idol, back-to-back idol holder blindsides, which is tough.
This is what I am saying. I'm saying that almost all of the votes for jury at this point, they all follow a trend. And maybe it's like, I'm still thinking as someone at the comfort of my own home watching this, but like Soda gets voted out by her closest allies. Then is followed by Tevin.
Tevin blindsided by Q's disaster.
Then And I was saying, it seems like, yeah, it seems like allies of each other are going. So then Hunter's next. But if I'm Tiff, I'm going to be like, I just watched someone leave with a freaking idol in their pocket.
They don't have confirmation of his idol. They think he was a bluff. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, they did say earlier we didn't know, but I think they did know because Hunter told everyone. Hunter told Venus right before.
Anyone can. I mean, they didn't. He didn't show him. I think some people, when they got back to Travis at the beginning of the episode, they said, like, maybe he was bluffing. They thought it could have been a bluff from him. So they didn't know for sure he had the idol.
Right.
So, right. Tiff's idol, though, they do know is real. Yes. Because it came from Q. They know they found together. So, I mean, it is tough to not play it there. I don't know. That one is. Given, it's hard for me to, like, I try to put myself in their shoes all the time, like, as a player, but I don't know how playing with Q in the game affects the situation. Like, Q is an amazing character, but yeah. I would genuinely fling myself to the ocean if I had to, like, play the game around him. Because he is such, how do I say this? It doesn't seem like I don't think he can win. And especially in the play with someone mm-hmm. who is not playing with the intent of winning. I think mm-hmm. that's frustrating for me as a player. I don't think he wins the season. If he wins the season, apology tour.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I would bet money he can't win the season. Like I said, he attempting to quit. Kenzie clearly doesn't like. Kenzie would never vote for him in the end. Tiff would never vote for him in the end. As far as we know. Maybe Hunter and Kevin would. I don't know if Soda would. But also, the rest of the people in the game right now are just playing around him. No one seems to respect him strategically. Mm-hmm. And, like, other people, like Charlie, Maria, would definitely win over him. Venus, yeah. No. There's too many Nami. Venus can't win either. So, like, a Venus exactly. Liz Final Tribal is maybe the only way. And even then, I would think Liz wins, genuinely, on this situation. So it's like, that's it.
I don't know, because at this point, even Q's being landed on votes. Like, that's why I'm like, Venus, Liz, and Q should go to the end together. They should try to figure out a way.
If that is the final tribal, beyond me. I don't know how that happens. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know how Charlie, Maria, Ben all would fumble that situation. Like, how do you all go home? But
anything can happen. Anything can happen. So, yeah, our girly is out. Also, Kenzie's hair almost caught on fire. I do have to say that.
Oh my god.
She's been killing it with her looks this whole time, and then all of a sudden the fire attacked her.
Major said, no, stop that right now.
Yeah, so it's so wild. Yeah. At this point, also, I'm thinking about the jury who's watching this, because Q at this tribal says, yeah, I was cool going home 2 weeks ago. Q, you're still in this game. If you don't just start switching up the narrative, because you're still in this million-dollar game.
That's my frustration with Q. Like, I do love him as a character, but as a player, I personally have a hard time respecting anyone who's not playing to win 24/7.
Yeah.
Saying you're okay with having gone home multiple times, yep. saying like it's okay if it's me trying to quit at a tribal and being serious about it.
Yep.
For me, while I really enjoy what Cuban this season, it's hard for me to personally respect him as a game player.
Mm-hmm.
He is an amazing character. Hands down. Love him. He is entertaining to watch. When I talk about someone's game, how they're playing the game, it's hard for me to respect the game that he's playing to win, yeah. at least. And yeah. that's, it's hard for me to separate that, because, like, I really do love watching him. I think he's, like, a great guy.
Yeah.
But, like, trying to critique his game, bottom. Like, his game is a surface.
It's weird.
It's a weird balance.
I wish he would try.
If he gave up the, well, he already did the damage of trying to quit, but, like, continue to push the narrative, like, it's okay if I went home. I would have been going home, like, two tribals ago. Like, I'm at peace with going home. If I'm the jury, I'm like, cool, you're not winning. Like, that is X on the sheet. That is, you cannot win. I don't care what you take on tribal. That's it. You tried to go home earlier. Do not care. You're not getting the money.
What you need to say at this tribal council is that I refused food from the starving woman behind me because I care so much about this game. I would rather try to make allies with the people I started with. Maria, me and Maria are cool. Jurors. Please pay attention. Like, And he's not even on any of that. You need to spin, because I feel like there was a way to try and build up something that's like he lost his mind a second. Now he found it. Because people know he's able to obviously plot and scheme. Like, that's never a question. So, like, I don't know. I just can't believe his speech. So, in the end, it's Venus, Tiff, Kenzie voting Q. Q, Maria, Liz, Charlie, Ben votes Tiff. She's out. Every episode, we pick a chaotic bi moment. My chaotic bi moment, and this is very similar to what I already had in a previous one. Charlie licking his lips at Tiff, and Tiff winking back during that that immunity challenge is my chaotic bi moment.
God, I'm trying to think of that's up there. Honestly, what else is there really? This episode, I might go with that one because I can't think of another one. It's like, this episode did have too many of those. I'm trying to think. Honestly, Liz just screaming coming up the beach is just hilarious.
Yeah.
Or the whole, like, speech. It's multiple things. See the Liz just being chaotic in general.
Which is
funny. Don't just go with all of Liz's best or worst moments, depending on how you interpret it.
Yeah. I will say also about the Liz rant, I love that Venus stepped forward to comfort her.
And
she continues, and she steps back.
Like, yeah, never mind. You're good.
You're good. And it was so funny because I watched it a second time with my partner whose first episode of the season was last episode. So I just have them watching the best episodes on. Jordan was just like, look at this girl. She's starving just as much. It is like skin and bones at this point. And they were talking about Venus. And Venus does look emaciated. It is just as tough physically probably on her. And it was so interesting that she was the one that was going to comfort. And she was like, oh, okay, you're going in again. Oh, okay, I'll wait. Mm-hmm. I'll wait.
But you got it.
Beautiful black moment of the episode. So I am also passing this along from my partner, Jordan. Jordan was like, Tiff fucking up the spinach artichoke dip and forgot that it was only the appetizer. That was beautiful.
Oh no, this is something. Those two were fighting the whole damn time. The two that were left, it was hard to pick one.
I'm talking about.
I thought about Tiff and Q.
Right.
But I mean, like. Oh, Lord. This is going at it. You don't leave too many options here in this episode. Jesus.
I know.
I guess I have to go with. I guess. As hard as it is, Q standing on his decision to, like, keep his, like, still picking Tiff and Kenzie and Maria, I think, like, that's a strong one. Like,
absolutely.
It is a game choice. While I don't fully agree with the validity of it and, like, how it benefits, I think it is, like, for him, maybe it's his best option. Maybe it's his best play the way he sees it. And maybe, like, we value different, maybe, like, two of value different things. So, like, for him, that's his best choice. I respect that. And standing on his decision, not being influenced by, like, you know, I think Jeff obviously wanted to pick Liz. Liz wanted Lizzie to pick. Like, it was very clear. The whole aura of the room was like, yo, pick Liz. And he was like, no. Which.
No. Hilarious. We're not doing that. Like, I won. My black ass won.
Right.
Making my decisions for my $1 million game, even though I'm very ambivalent about this $1 million.
Yeah, the million doesn't matter to him, apparently. He doesn't care if he wins or goes home, but he's playing the game hard, I guess. I don't know what he's doing. I'm sick of it. I don't understand. Is he there to win or not? I don't know.
I don't know. But also, Q has this, like, Mother's Day cameo promotion going. I don't know if you saw that. He's like, I didn't give a mother food, but... I saw that.
I didn't think I was going to get my mother flowers, believe it or not. I don't think a cameo is in the cards, but, you know, maybe next year.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. Do you have any predictions for what's to come? We see in the teaser, we got an idol back in play, which I was like, how is this not a thing when Hunter left? But
I'm
they just
surprised by that. Yeah, because you would think that people probably constantly looking a little bit, but I think this episode, like, how do I say this? After Hunter's vote off, people might look like little, like, secretly be like, you know, discreet about it. But after Tiff goes home, it's a very known idol. It's gonna be no one cares. No one gives a damn. Everyone's gonna be like, hey, you're gonna look, I'm gonna look too over here. Cool. We'll come back in an hour and we'll lie to each other about what we found. Like, it's just no one cares at this point. Everyone's gonna drop the charade that people aren't looking because everyone knows it's important. And I think it's gonna be funny to watch, you know, everyone scramble, and then I don't know. I'm of the camp of finding an idol in, like, a public scramble like that is not a move. That's just you want a scavenger hunt. So, but maybe it's someone's resume booster. I don't know. Maybe I have a different jury criteria than other people would have. Maybe that's why I wasn't a juror. But I'm just like, I don't see finding a trinket in the woods at Final 7 in a public scramble a game move. That is, you found the trinket in the woods. Great. Now do something with it. I don't know, but we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, hopefully these people remaining are able to pull a gem, because I still remember her sneakily right next to Charlie, and I was like, good for you. Good for you on how you play that off. Now, who do you want to find this idol?
I think, I don't know. Probably Kenzie at this point. I want Kenzie to finally just see what she does with it, because she knows she's on the bottom at this point. She's on the outside of this. Venus would be hilarious because, like, she was going through it for a while, and now she's, like, seemingly not going through it. But if she got the idol, would she use it? Would she think she's fine? Because, like, I think she's falling for the Q smokescreen, too. If she finds this damn idol, I swear to God.
I'm rooting for it. Yes, please.
Nicole, I will lose my damn mind. Like I said, his game, he was okay with going home two tribals ago. Leave.
I know.
I find it hard to root for someone to try to quit. That is hard for me to do.
I mean, I'm rooting for good TV.
Listen, good TV, great. But if this gets him, maybe it's just me being a hater of people who quit, but if this, I hope it gets him closer to a win, I'll be upset. Because I do not want a quitter to win.
Okay, that's fair.
That's my take. I was rooting for Tiff hard for the season. I don't know who I'm rooting for now, because Tiff was my number one that I was rooting for. If Q does manage to turn it around significantly, maybe I'll come around on that. But I still, the quitting leaves a sour taste in my mouth. Maybe as a former player, I'm just more biased for that aspect. But it's like, the attempted quit does just like a, it, if it was, may, like, I know, like, people said maybe it was what happened to quit, but in his confessional afterwards, he said, I tried leaving the game. Yep. I mean, like, saying confessional cements to me, like, you tried to leave. So I'm just like, that's tough for me to forgive as someone who, like, really does like the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if he turns it around significantly, if he, like, actually starts making big swings, like, if he starts controlling something, maybe I'll be impressed. But for now, I'm just like, the season seems to be played around him. And what was the quote from 41? Baby with a machine gun. If Q finds his damn idol...
Genuinely.
Like,
I'm not rooting. I want to be very clear. I am not rooting for Q to win this season. I'll be satisfied with... let's see. Who am I going to be satisfied with? I'll be satisfied with a Maria or a Charlie win for sure. I would love a Kenzie win.
That's what I'm at too.
Anyone else would be surprising, but would be interesting.
I don't see how... Like, I think Ben's playing well, but he's just overshadowed by Charlie Maria right now. Liz, I don't see... Like, Liz can own the Tevin vote, maybe. Venus has had... Venus has three people on jury who will never vote for her. So that's unwinnable.
That's a tough one.
That's not happening in any world. But We'll see.
Are there any other thoughts or opinions you want to give on this?
Nothing here. I'm excited to see how this next season, the rest of the season goes, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's intriguing. And, I wonder if 47's flown out yet, but 47, 48 watching the season? Oh, good. Don't take lessons from this season, goddamn. Do not put out your outlet the first game. Yeah.
I hope you take a lot from this season.
Gameplay lessons? No!
Gameplay? No. Well, what not to do? You can always
learn something. You can learn, yeah. Oh, don't copy their strategy. Except for maybe Charlie and Maria.
Yeah, you can learn from Charlie and Maria.
That's
for sure.
It. Everyone else, don't turn on your allies every damn morning. Do not wake up and be like, wow, what a great morning to blindside my best friend. No! Don't
also,
do it!
Should this be a lasting lesson? Take the rice. Don't be a gangsta. Take the rice.
You know, how do I say this?
Because this is the first time they've foregone rice this long, right?
I mean, the people that got the merge meal, they don't need to sit out. They ate. Force the other people to sit out. I don't disagree. Because, like, I'm on my season. Let's say I had made it one more day, because then rice negotiations was the day after I got voted out. I wasn't sitting out for shit. Because I'd eaten the day before. I'm like, y'all can starve. If y'all want to sit out, y'all can eat. But, like, I'm not sitting out for anything. So, I mean, if you think that the other people who didn't eat are going to crumble under the pressure, I say don't sit out for rice. I kind of stand by 46 decision not to eat. I feel bad for Liz and all this. But everyone else, I'm just like, y'all made your bed, now lie in it, you know?
Yeah. That's fair. Where can people continue to keep up with you, Dwight?
Oh God. Twitter is DwightMore_Jr. And then Twitch, I stream at Doing More on occasion. And that's it.
Nice. What are you streaming?
It depends. I've been doing Blood on the Clock. It's like a social deception mafia-esque kind of game I've been doing recently. It's been fun. People have been enjoying it, so I'm really happy with that.
Nice. For me, I am Nicole Weaver. Feel free to read my writings on Collider about reality TV. I actually did some good interviews with the cast of The Circle. Ooh. That finale is coming up soon. And finale. Right now, sorry?
Finale. I thought it just started like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a 4-week drop, so next week will be the final episodes. And I wrote about selling the OC. I was the biggest hater in that article, so feel free to read that. And please follow Black by Reality across all socials. We have another gay show as well called I Kissed a Girl that's like in England, so I'm going to figure out a way to watch it, and I will be discussing on this channel. Please subscribe for more good content and talking about very messy, real people on these shows. Bye, guys. Boom.